Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the Ball Daily, a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball. The performance rankings, you had to be there, the crappy quiz, and a slight tangent.
Yeah, Andy is a great teacher in boxing. Great teacher, a great coach, a great person.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Morning to you. It's Thursday. You're welcome along to Off the Ball Breakfast. All Black legend Ben Smith is going to join us at 8:05. Kevin Cooley's going to look back on the football last night and previous weeks coming from the weekend's perspective. Liverpool, I suspect. And Pat McCarry, classic game club at 9:05 because, what are we, 9 years on from Ireland beating the All Blacks in Soldier Field? It's going to be one of the themes of the show today. And in the meantime, we say hello to a full house. Colm, how are you?
Hi, Joe.
Dara, how are you?
Hey, Joe.
Arthur, how are you?
Flying.
Where do we want to start? Liverpool. No, go on.
Liverpool.
Rovers. Rovers won the league.
I think we've got to give the flowers to the boys.
We do, we do. In fairness, you're right. Good pictures of Stephen Bradley in the back of all the papers after finally falling over the line last night. A Dylan Watts free kick.
Great free kick. 75th minute.
Done and dusted. Brad, Glee are the champions.
A draw would have suited both, Jar, because Galway would have stayed up with a point. Heading into the last day. Everyone plays at the same time. Still a lot to play for. But huge. You know, the guy did the marathon the other day. He's probably still hurting. I'm anecdotally hearing from people who have been off sick from work because of the marathon, because of their legs. They can't get out of bed.
Jesus.
Stephen Bradley could. He won a title.
Can't get out of bed.
What have you done? What?
Can't get out of bed.
Can't get out of bed. Legs.
Right.
Legs gone.
Sounds concerning.
And it's a great night it was for Shamrock Rovers alumnus as well. Because Johnny Kenny, Sligo's finest.
Yeah, Sligo Rovers alumnus. He passed through Shamrock Rovers.
Well, with flying colours, it's the reason he got to Celtic. And he scored two for Martin O'Neill.
He went to Celtic from Sligo.
And Martin O'Neill.
He went to Rovers from Celtic.
Yeah. Just so we get that right.
Well, what he did at Rovers, I'm sure played its part into reason he's playing for Celtic. And he should have scored a hat-trick, Johnny Kenny.
Mm,
or two poacher scores last night.
Hustle Martin is the headline on the back of the Sun, who's having a good week, the lads at the Sun. Just reminding Rangers fans that you got had Russell Martin up until like last week. He was your manager. And now Celtic have the genius that is Martin O'Neill. All he had to do is look inside and go, you, Johnny Kenny, you are going to score the two goals that make this safe for us early on, and then we'll whip you off after you miss your opportunity for a hat trick.
He mocked him afterwards, O'Neill.
That's a sign of love.
If O'Neill's doing that to you, you're in. Yeah, he was interviewed and it said, oh, that's great for Johnny Kenny. He was like, yeah, but he skied one for the hat trick. So I'll never forgive him for that. It was great to see Martin O'Neill
happy.
Literally pick up from where he left off fashion wise. Oh. He had the same boots, he had the tracksuit, and he still jumps and skips when Celtic score. 20 years later, he's a fit man. He looks fit for a guy in his early 70s. And he proved last night, you know. I mean, we were talking about Brendan Rodgers losing the touch of fashion. Martin O'Neill stayed in the time capsule and has come back out of it 20 years later. Brexit, COVID, no impact.
Yeah.
They're going to have a lot of fun.
Fans still love him too, from what I've seen.
There was a good few green seats visible last night. Now I don't know if it's to do with the opposition, but Falkirk aren't too bad. Like, they're mid-table in the Scottish Premiership. They're seventh.
At home on a Thursday and Wednesday.
They're seventh, yeah. But it's the return of man, like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the return was done in flying colours. So it's Rangers this weekend
in the League Cup. Yeah.
But for Rovers, like, genuinely, what a year for Stephen Bradley. Like all jokes aside, like, what a year.
Absolutely, you know? Incredible. Yeah. Gavin Comiskey's piece in the Times is like,
who was joking?
What?
Who was joking?
We were having a bit of frivolity, you know.
Gavin Comiskey's piece in the Times says the most difficult thing now that Josh is well again
might be for them to keep hold of him. He's very young to have racked up 5 titles in 6 seasons, European success. Doing the double, I know everyone's like, oh, that doesn't really matter. But actually, I think when you're the chairman of a championship or League One team, you're like, oh, he won cups, he won trophies. Mm. All that stuff helps.
Yeah.
No. Will he end up?
Hard to know.
What more is there to do for Stephen Bradley now with Shamrock Rovers?
The Europa League. You know?
What are you going to do? Like,
I don't know. Like, everybody in the league has to have more ambition, and they do.
No, but you're just kind of shafted. Like, you're kind of behind the eight ball. Like, if they were in a tighter title race, everything becomes exponentially harder. Because all of a sudden you're starting out a brand new competition when you're supposed to be finishing off your primary concern. I think Irish teams with the season are going to be behind. It's always going to be an incredible challenge to do basically 12-month seasons. You don't have the kind of resources, as good as things can be. Like, you're asking of, so if you want progress in the Europa League or Conference League or whatever, you're looking, so you want them to go on into February. And then the league starts back again the following month. Like,
yeah, I think it was interesting that they didn't do any preseason friendlies this year. They had training matches because they had that. So, look, obviously that's at the end of the season. I think to get into the Europa League as opposed to the Conference League would be the next step, and then you see what happens, because their squad is big. And it's bigger this year than it has been previously. So, I don't know. I mean, is there a possibility that, right, in this cycle, it's unlikely that they're going to go back to a manager from the League of Ireland to do the Ireland thing? But say he was to spend another 4 years with Rovers and continue to improve as a manager and get better and bring through more kids from their academy who end up getting sold for more money. Maybe. Does that put him in the window, the opportunity for being the Ireland manager?
Who are we to judge what motivates one? Just looks like from the outside, and this is a fifth league in 6 years. To use the Ange Postecoglou Celtic description yesterday, he's completed it domestically. Now, he has the double on the horizon here, and he hasn't done that. But that's in the coming weeks. I'm talking about 2026 onwards.
Yeah, as the Ireland manager, is it possible that they go back at some point in the future?
I don't know.
Or has that been totally ruined forever?
It'll depend what they identify as the problems that happened last time with Kenny. Because, like, he was as qualified as anyone could be. In probably, like, the setup Stephen Bradley has there is quite, it's built to win, you know? Like, I'd say he'd be far easier. I'm not saying he'd be easier replaced. But if he left, you wouldn't necessarily expect a big drop-off. Like, you could plug someone in with the right person and you'd kind of keep going, if you know what I mean. And that's not to be too disrespectful to him. I'm not suggesting that. Maybe I'm completely wrong on that. But it
not
would
what
just
everybody
be,
says, though, that
what's the diff, what's the, what went wrong with Kenny? Because he had everything that we're pointing out for Bradley.
I suppose that's the bit, isn't it? That actually another period of time here where you do achieve something that is better and you continue to show growth as a manager. That's what's, like, we're casting forward a couple of years. And I don't know, at that stage, would you go back forensically and say, well, because they're different people, different characters, different characteristics, different style of play, at least we thought it was, and then ended up being 3 at the back for Stephen Kenny when he became the Ireland manager. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm fascinated by what's next for him, and maybe next is a continuation of what he's doing.
Yeah, does he even want that job after what happened?
The Ireland job?
Yeah, he might not even want it.
Oh, I'd say desperately.
He is slightly sore after the whole Zoom gate.
It really should be pointed out, though, like, some of the Rovers lads who have gone to the FAI, he doesn't get on with them. So it could be a huge spanner in the works there. He's not going to, no matter what the job is, he's not going to work with people he doesn't get on with. That would negate anything about a dream job.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest thing here, really. That's what I think, he would stay with Rovers over going to Ireland if that was the case.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. I think it, when you're the Ireland manager, you're not actually working on a day-to-day basis with, you're picking your team, you've got your, the management bits around it. People can be professional, you know. There's like, there's ways around that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, he'd be liaising with them all the time.
Yeah, but
that's, I think if they don't get along,
this is what we need.
It'll be a bomb waiting to go off.
You know, I also wonder how definite all that stuff is. Like, and is it like people have disagreements and then move on?
I've heard a pretty good source that it would be a huge stumbling block.
All right.
Yeah.
I think all of those things can be overcome with a couple of conversations and a bit of when everybody agrees that it's for the best. Like, if it's like for the best thing for Ireland, everybody will.
Do you wonder, like, if a case that if you're, if, it's difficult, obviously, because I know he's talked about, obviously, his family situation is probably negate, like, it's stopped his progression. He's had to kind of compromise on that normal selfishness that that kind of a figure would have. But I wonder then if, do Ireland want someone who's not necessarily wanted by or being headhunted by teams in the Championship, League One or whatever else? Why would we be turning to the person that necessarily wouldn't be? Maybe it's just we have more information and we're like, oh, this is a real blind spot. But that'd be my only wonder. Like, are people going to be knocking his door down now to get him into over to England?
Well, we don't know. I mean,
I know. That's what I'd be interested in.
Have teams, our information has been that teams have in the past made inquiries and were told no.
Yeah.
So maybe they're encouraged in a way that they haven't been previously.
Because ultimately that was something that went wrong with Kenny. Just in reality, like, that he's not, like, it's not like he was, like, obviously what went to Dunfermline didn't work, came back. I'm sure there was other conversations and stuff they had, but it never looked like he was seriously going to England or anywhere else. And then you kind of, it's not go like, oh, they know everything that's going on, managers are hired and sacked all the time. But I'm just kind of like, why not? Why kind of, what is that? Because that doesn't really, what is that, what's stopping that kind of transition from people, managers going from the League of Ireland further afield? Because it doesn't really,
we haven't had a football pyramid before. We have no track records. Like, the football industry here is nascent. Like,
we've people loads have of gone, coaches though.
People have gone over to, from coaching here. That's starting to happen where you can work here and then get jobs in England. Like, I don't know.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious about it. Like, on the face of it, you'd go like, if you were in England and you were whatever in League One or Championship, you'd go, "Geez, this guy's won five whatever league titles. Like, no one's looking at him. He's done really well in Europe."
Yeah,
it's but like, maybe, surely we could do worse.
But that's just been, that switch has literally been flicked in the last couple of months, where he might now start to entertain that, right? As that's the point of Gavin Comiskey's piece today, is that, like, now suddenly he might be interested in that in a way that he wasn't up to this point.
Yeah, I suppose we'll see. I'd want him to go elsewhere and manage elsewhere before getting the Ireland job. I don't think going from what is a very, everything is set up for Ian Shamrock Rovers to win the league. Do you know what I mean? Comparatively to all the other clubs. And the best facilities, the best everything going.
Yeah.
They brought in the most money. Everything is in their favour. Like, if they don't win the league, it's failure. I don't think that's necessarily the greatest precursor to taking the Ireland job. Personally, I think the scenarios are very different.
Okay.
That's my, I don't know. Like,
we move on to Liverpool?
Just leave that hanging out there.
0879 180 180 is the WhatsApp number.
No, don't get them involved.
It's all gone to pot slot. You were saying pre that the Liverpool team was crap. It's not that crap.
That was pretty poor, no.
Not Endo's poor. Playing, Gomez is playing, Robertson's playing,
Robertson
McAllister's playing, Perkins is playing, Chiesa's playing, and Gamoa's playing, who's like, you know, teenage wunderkind. That's not a rubbish team.
No one said it's rubbish, but comparatively to their starting team, it's nothing close.
No, but it's the League Cup. You'd still expect a better performance in a 3-0 home thrashing by Crystal Palace. And Palace have picked a good team, right? Strong team, but not their strongest team either.
No, they were without Dean Henderson and goal, Adam Martin, who runs the show for the midfield, and Jean-Philippe Mateta only came on. But for Liverpool, yeah, it's not the most egregious defeat of all their losses recently. Like, he's given himself a plausible deniability here that he's going to get sacked, because he's like, look at the team I picked. Now, he did say himself that at this stage of the competition, last season, last 16, he picked the same, very similar team, if not the same team. Very, very similar.
That's so, okay when you're going well.
He said that in the press conference afterwards. He's kind of almost saying, look, there's no excuse here. Lost the game. Lost it well. Like, Palace are good. Like,
Palace are
this
good.
Is no, they're no joke. Like, Ismail Assar's second goal, they ripped them apart. the one-touch football. Ripped them apart to the point where there was applause around the clap. Sporadic clapping of hands.
Knowledge of the crowd.
Love that.
Well, sorry, why would they clap?
Because of the goal, the quality of it. Ronaldinho Bernabeu. It's so good, like they ripped them apart, asunder. Your boy Rio nearly put them one up. And I noted that Federico Chiesa was the influential one on the pitch. He was left hanging with a high five as Rio kept walking. And he went, Rio, Dan. And eventually Rio turned around and he was, good play. And Rio acknowledged that. So they were going well at the start. Palace are good. It's no joke. I tell you what's really serious. Liverpool's next three games. Because they're against your lot at Anfield on Saturday night. That'll be tough for you. Double screen. Then they have Real Madrid. Then they have Manchester City.
Where's the Real Madrid one?
I think it's an Anfield Liverpool. And Trent might play.
The team most often beaten by Liverpool in league competition are Aston Villa. The Anfield club have beaten them 95 times out of 194 meetings.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Real Madrid in Anfield.
So the Villa game is, it tends to be fairly easy for them.
Yeah. But nothing's easy at the moment for them. Nothing.
No, nothing's easy for them. That's why I do wonder if he would regret not picking a slightly stronger team, or as if it's exactly the right thing to do. Like,
well, it does. There's a ready-made excuse for you. Because Palace did the opposite, right? Palace was still very, very strong, but they left out a couple of key men. Liverpool included a couple of key men, but left out most of them. So you can straight away point to it being like, they were obviously better than us. But it just doesn't help the narrative around Schlatt. Do you know? I was asking, I've been asking Liverpool supporters, like, I should think he's in trouble here. A unanimous yes in response. With the vindication being, you can't keep losing games.
No, you can't keep losing games, but you also can't sack the guy, can
he's
you?
He's not getting sacked, though.
Not getting sacked. I mean, this is football. This is football here.
When does he get sacked? Like next week? Loses.
If he loses the next three games,
he's getting sacked.
International break.
There's not a hope in getting
I don't think he's going to get sacked.
See, like, can't we'll sack. See. Like, we'll see. There wasn't a hope of Trump getting in. Look what happens. You know?
It's not really the same.
Very much. It's worse, actually.
It's a poor analogy.
It's worse.
There's no way. Just couldn't do it, like. That wouldn't help them. How would that help them?
Someone might come in and start winning games.
So do you write off then everything he's done last season?
No, the last season's there in the history books. Forever untainted.
But that doesn't influence now.
Huh?
That doesn't influence now.
He's got credit in the bank, surely. Like,
he has credit in the bank. Well done. Well done for last season.
But you're getting sacked. You lose a few games and you're gone.
Should City have sacked Pep and never lose?
Losing.
How many games does he have to lose before you sack him?
Another three.
That's it? Just three?
Yeah, another three.
That's ridiculous. I don't think you believe that.
Another three.
You're being an agent provocateur here.
You ask me my opinion.
I don't think he's getting sacked.
Three games, I think if he loses to Villa, Madrid, City, I'd say he could go.
So second weekend of November, slot sacked.
Yeah, it's the direction of the
Brendan
team.
Rodgers,
what are you doing
back
with the team?
Wow, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Be Rodgers back. Yeah, as an interim to the interim. Look, I don't think they're going to lose against Villa.
If they don't lose against Villa, they're fine. He's fine.
That's a very slim margin.
It's football. Like, you're acting like this is a normal business transaction. Like,
but
this is an incredibly reactive industry we're talking about.
It's not how Liverpool operate, though.
Well, how do they operate?
They do give time. Like, they give an awful... Like, the manager just gone. Obviously, he was there about 9 years.
If it's not going right, they will change it. Like,
Rodgers was there for a few years. Slightly different ownership.
I mean, Rodgers nearly won the league.
Yeah.
And then they got rid of him.
No, they did a full season.
Yeah, but they got rid of him.
But he got another full season. Underperformed and then gone.
Okay, so Slatt does a full season, they still sack him.
But that you're saying he's getting sacked in 2 weeks.
But what's the difference between sacking him in November or sacking him next May if it's the same result?
Because he did win the league.
He might turn it around the season.
And he got Brendan Rodgers without winning the league, still got another full season. And I think the start of the next season after that.
Yeah, he went in the October.
He got 15 months.
The point about this is that they're going to be still alive in European competition for ages and ages and ages, even if they were to lose their Real Madrid. So,
I think there's no hope of that. Like, I think it would have to. I'm not sure. Like, what? I don't know. Like, if it gets to something insane where it's like 15 games in a row, Arnie, this can't go on. But like, yeah. I, 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 I think they've
15 games in a row. We're not far away from 15 games in a row. So that's the same result. We're
like 10
that's,
games.
That's a few weeks' time.
No, that, we're 10
well,
games.
Well, then you're going to a few weeks' time versus now.
It's the other what's side. The Chris, what's the difference between 15 and 5? 10. Well, it's like 10 games in a row is an awful lot of games.
To turn around, I suppose.
Yeah, like so, I'm not. He's not getting sacked in 2 weeks' time.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Let's hear from the Liverpool fans. Can we talk about Evan Ferguson?
He might be getting sacked before Christmas.
Gets named in the team, which is a big vote of confidence. They're like joint second in the table.
They're
having an incredible season, even though they can't score any goals. So he gets picked and then gets scythed down a minute into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Labours on for 4 or 5 minutes more. Has to come off injured. Roma win 2-0. Evan had an ankle problem, an ankle that's already been sore in recent weeks. He suffered a severe bruise, probably a sprain, so he couldn't play anymore, Gasperini told Sky Italia after the game. And he'd been out of the game against Victoria Pilsen because of the ankle, which was already bad. So lingering ankle problem exacerbated by a bad tackle. And it looks like he's going to miss the November window. Well, whatever slim hopes we had. Well, now, if Troy Parrott's fit,
he's scoring goals.
And he's playing well, but our eggs are in the Troy Parrott basket very firmly. There's a glass half empty. They'll ship him back to Brighton. Glass half full because he's injured. Now the risk of that actually happening is less, and Roma will just be like, okay, we're going to get him fit, and he'll still be there
would at the end increased? Of
Jan. I don't know. I think that there's. It's a world in which, like, this actually makes it more likely he'll stay with Roma now because they still want to find out what they have. It was interesting that he started. Yeah, the mood music had been like, oh! But I think that might have been, I don't know. I read one report that said this is agents of other strikers who are trying to get Roma to sign these other strikers by shitting on him, and they're putting that into a credulous paper, and the paper's like, ooh, and everybody's like, ooh. Gasperini picked him last night, which was the main thing.
I know. I suppose just the end of October and he hasn't scored. That's not like we.
Yeah.
Our top scorer has 3 goals this season, I think.
Yeah.
That is the only thing. They don't really score in general. Yeah. But that is also his job.
Yeah.
To try and change that at the same time. He is a striker. So I'd say that is a symptom of it. They're not scoring goals because their strikers aren't scoring goals. It's been disappointing. Particularly after that friendly game as well. He scored 4 goals in that friendly game.
Yeah.
I know you can't take those things too seriously, but...
Well, what happens now if he does get sent back?
Yeah.
I don't know. I suppose that's the same hypothetical as what happens if Liverpool lose their next 3 games. We don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. We're conflating an awful lot of different imperfect examples this morning, but that's all right.
Throwing stuff out there, yeah.
It's a shame how it's kind of petered out from the initial excitement.
It's a big shame from an Ireland perspective that he might not be fit for that game because whatever very slim hopes we had, I think we needed Ferguson to be playing well and fit.
He actually is playing well for him, though. When he plays, like, he's good, like, he holds up the ball, but the problem is he's got nowhere near the goal. He's coming mad deep, he's getting in players' way. When he gets it, he holds on to it and he brings other players into the game, but he won't be remembered for any of that. Nobody watches those highlights.
No,
this is going back to your point last week, like, you know, the subtle parts of the game. nobody talks about it.
Mm.
You know, this is a goals and highlights show. And he doesn't have any of it. You know, his montage on YouTube would mislead you in the thumbnail. Because you click on it and it would just be a picture of him with music. Do you know if you're looking for highlights of a game sometimes?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I found it excellent. And it's just, it's someone playing PlayStation.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
So this would be someone scoring a hat-trick against Lecce as Evan Ferguson in FIFA. That's the problem, really. Robbie Keane scored for Inter.
Yeah,
I feel he like scored. The problem with the Robbie Keane thing, it was kind of sort about his control because the manager got sacked and someone else came in and took him out. Gasperini seems to like him in a way of Martin O'Neill taking the piss out of Johnny Kenny, Gasperini being like, oh, that was his first good training session the other day.
Bit of tough love.
And I saw a bit of love in that.
Yeah.
I think apathy is the worst feeling but a manager can have towards you.
And I think the piece of evidence we have is that he picked him last night for a big game. Unfortunately, it didn't last.
I think you're right. I was very, very excited to see him in live score. But then at the same when he goes off injured, I mean, that's his out of control part of it. And was it this is the news round last night, was it David Wilson was making the point since that Fabinho tackle, do you remember that Fabinho horror tackle, that he's never quite been the same? And it's a good point, actually, because if you watch Ferguson since that moment, it's not been great.
No, it's been a series of ankle injuries, and ankles are notoriously difficult to.
He has done well for Ireland. He is scoring at a Robbie Keane rate for Ireland.
Yeah.
I know he like discredited whatever thing. Like I think he should have gone lower. He should have gone to the Championship. Like whatever kind of happens now for the rest of the season, he'll be a sub at Roma if he stays or not.
He wasn't a sub last night, so what's
they were playing Parma at home. Like I know you referred to there as a big game. It's not a big game.
It's a league game where they're trying to win the league.
Yeah, but he is a rotation. He's a striker in rotation. But like Parma,
that's right. What?
What? Like, but like they're going to play him. Like players play in games.
Okay, but he got.
They
picked.
Have to use their squad. I'm not saying he's not getting picked. I'm not saying it's not an important.
He just said he's going to be a sub for the rest of the season. But he got picked last night.
He's not going to be the starting striker for them.
All right.
Dovbyk came on last night and scored.
The most recent bit of evidence we have is that he was.
Okay. So that Liverpool team, that's the Liverpool team now, is it?
No, because
you strip away all context.
Serie A is the thing that they're putting their eggs in.
A home game against Parma is taken as a given that they'll win that. He's not playing in that because it's do or die and it's Lazio or Inter or whatever else. I'm just saying now, that situation has obviously deteriorated from a point where he did start against Lazio. And it's gotten progressively... He's gone further away from that starting spot. Like he was in that jump seat, and now it's a case where that's gone. So like, if you're not scoring goals at all, it's very hard to force your way back into that again.
Okay.
So I'm just going hypothetically or projectively. It seems like he's not going to hold down the starting spot at Roma if he stays there. I'm just saying it seems that way. Maybe things change again, but that just makes it very difficult when you're starting off next season again. Presumably not there because they're probably not going to pay. He's not going to hit the numbers that he needed to hit. I don't think again.
Maybe
unless
we should live in the now, right? And deal
now
with the situation.
He's injured.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens when he comes back. I think it's more likely that he stays than goes, but we'll see. We should talk rugby, right? Or do you have one more Evan Ferguson thing? Or
no, just one thing about the Carabao Cup last night. Wolves, see this? They went 3-0 down against Chelsea. It was mass boos and all that. They got it back. They lost 4-3, but they got this back. It was some game.
It went 3-2, 4-2, 4-3.
Yeah, exactly. But Liam Dapp came back.
Yeah.
That's it, Dapp.
That's the type of thing that pisses managers off a lot.
They get very annoyed at. And just before we get to Soldier Field, Swansea went 1-1 against Man City. Alan Sheehan, Swansea. City eventually won. And the champions are through. Newcastle beat Spurs. And Arsenal beat Brighton 2-0. So Max Dowman played. The youngest ever Arsenal starter in the history of the football club. 15 years and 302 days. So I tried to do this split screen watch on Sky Sports Plus. Don't know if anyone's attempted this. So they showed four games on one screen with the same commentary team on all four games. Very air traffic control-y, very...
They zoom in and out.
Yeah, what am I out to focus on now? And it's actually a great exercise for the mind.
What is the difference between that and, say, Red Zone? I mean,
Great question.
Red Zone, there's actually a score happening.
What they do here is, if the match is picking up, they'll put that on the main screen.
But the other one you can still see.
The three other games can happen, but then you're squinting the eyes.
Right.
Which, as we all learned growing up from the parents, is bad. bad for you when you're going close to the TV.
That's why you're going blind.
And then I was trying to, I was just trying to see Max Thauman, but I had to get up off the couch to squint at him because they weren't showing much of Arsenal Brighton.
All the newspapers are reporting. Is it amazing?
Yeah, he got hooked just before the hour mark and he got a standing ovation. Mm. But a standing ovation for a 15-year-old, I thought, oh, that's very nice. Like, they're being lovely. So I F5'd his name and all the reports this morning to see how many times he was mentioned, and it was the intro to all the paragraphs of this guy creating history. But I really wanted to know how well he actually played.
Yeah.
And if anyone out there this morning actually watched that Arsenal game, can you please let us know how good he was? Because between the four of us, we didn't get to that game. But you're saying the reports are very positive.
Oh, they're this guy's sensational. Absolutely.
Brilliant. Very exciting.
Put him in, coach.
Like, Ethan Wanieri was already sensational. And yeah. He's like 17.
Could he play in the World Cup?
Well, Theo Walcott was, 16?
But he didn't get a second.
He didn't get a second, and Sven never saw him play, really.
No. Whereas this guy...
This guy's playing. Well, I suppose Theo Walcott had done something for Southampton, in fairness. But not at the level that this boy's doing with Arsenal.
Is he a maverick?
Is he a maverick or is he just good?
Yeah, there you go.
There's actually, before we move on, there's a good comment on this. Justin Flynn. Lads, can the debate between that Liverpool have a stronger squad than Arsenal be put to bed now?
I would not put that to bed at all. I'd say I keep it up for a while.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think Liverpool's squad is...
And no one noticed that except you.
I think Liverpool's squad is exceptionally strong. Yeah. Genuine, I'm not trolling anyone there. I think it's a brilliant squad. I think they have two huge problems that Arsenal don't, is that they have two areas that they are weak on paper: centre half depth and someone to stay back in midfield.
There is also, we're a quarter of the way through the season. Let's wait and see until we're halfway through the season and see what happens.
But Liverpool's quality is unbelievable. It's unbelievable
on paper, or.
So far on paper. Yeah. That goes back to my slot thing. I'm not joking. Like, I can actually see him going very soon. I don't think it's necessarily the right thing to do, but I could see it happening. I really could, like.
Resigning or being sacked? In, I know, whatever way it frames.
Yeah, like, they might be nice to him because, as you say, what he did last season. No arguing that. Like the guy did unbelievably well last season. But I could see him being a parting of ways and it's just not working out. I could see it happen. I just could see it happen really soon with Slatt at Liverpool. Might not be the right thing to do.
We have Ben Smith coming in just a few minutes' time. The Ireland New Zealand teams, the possible teams which have been generally leaked by two papers. It looks like there's slight differences between the Times and the Independent this morning, but it's a backline. Let me just start in the right spot here. The big news is Crowley starting at 10. So it's Gibson Park, Crowley. It's Bundyaki and Gary Ringrose. It's James Lowe and Tommy O'Brien with Jamie Osborne at fullback. The front row is, as expected, Porter, Sheehan, Furlong. It's James Ryan and Ian Henderson is what Jerry Thorney has in his published in the paper. Tyke Byrne at 6, Van der Fleer at 7 and Jack Conan at 8, which means Caelan Doris, which was flagged a bit yesterday afternoon, is going to start on the bench. Now, I think it's changed on the online version.
As of 9:15 last night, it was Tyke Byrne in the second row in place of Ian Henderson and Ryan Baird at 6.
Right, so that's... and
Ian Henderson on the bench.
What they've done in the Independent is Byrne/Henderson, Byrne/Baird. Okay. So
can't really do that.
That's what we're waiting for. No, it'd be great if you could have we'll have 17 players playing.
Would we beat them with 17? Would we?
Clip that.
We'll reopen that.
Otherwise, it's as expected. I think.
Are you looking forward to this game? I'm not vested, obviously. I have no interest, but it's someone who I feel the notion, the intrigue is lower than before.
Well, the build up to Soldier Field 9 years ago, it wasn't huge. And even if you watch back that game, because we're talking about it,
yeah,
the start of the game, the atmosphere wasn't great. It took a while to get into it. Yeah. And then it's only in hindsight that game becomes historic, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's mass excitement about this one. Yeah,
I think it was fear. I think it's like, if we thought we were going there to smash the All Blacks, we'd all be like, yeah, let's bring it on.
Fear, I said tear. Yeah, fear.
No, it's fear. We're like, oh, it's going to go badly. We're going to get embarrassed again.
I've
gone to the point where
I don't know. Fear is related to excitement. It's a cousin.
It's not like you're coming in on Monday morning after the one and you've gone, oh, we're back. We're so back. Still be fearful. You'd be like, oh yeah, but the Springboks, that's South Africa, that's the one. That's
no, no, no. I think if I like, anyway, I think
start Prendergast.
I think we're going to. I think it's a big game. I think it's.
That's what I mean. I'm surprised by the lack of oomph.
Well, we'll bring some oomph because we have Ben Smith standing by. We're going to get to him in just a moment.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.